Welcome. Today, we're discussing Sakana AI's groundbreaking achievement, an AI scientist publishing its first peer-reviewed paper. Isn't that incredible?
Absolutely mind-blowing. An AI researching, writing, and publishing, it's like something out of science fiction becoming reality.
Totally. And it's all open source. Anyone can download the AI Scientist V2 and see how it works. It's on their GitHub repo with examples and everything.
So what did this AI brainiac actually research?
Get this. It researched how to improve itself. The paper's on compositional regularization for enhancing neural network generalization. Self-improving AI. This is where the intelligence explosion starts, right?
I see. Interesting. But is it really the beginning of the intelligence explosion? It sounds a bit, hyped.
Maybe, but it's a tangible step. Remember the AI scientist's process. Idea generation, novelty check, scoring, experiment design, coding with AER, which is amazing, data output, manuscript writing, and peer review.
Got it. And it actually went through peer review? Like a real scientific paper?
Yes. They worked with ICLR. We're totally transparent about the AI authorship. The paper even got a 6.33 average review score, above the workshop's acceptance threshold.
Workshop, not the main conference though, right? That's a bit of a difference.
True, they acknowledge that. Workshop tracks have different criteria, often for preliminary findings, but still peer-reviewed. And it's worth noting that human researchers are also trying to improve LLMs, like how Simon Willison used AI to make DeepSeek faster.
Okay. But getting back to the AI scientist, what about this negative result it found? What's the deal with that?
Well, it discovered that a certain approach to improving neural networks didn't work, which is actually really valuable. Negative results are important, but often underreported by human researchers. This AI is bucking the trend.
I see. Interesting. So what about the future of this AI scientist thing? What's next?
They're aiming for the next generation to produce papers for top ML conferences and journals. Imagine AI generating groundbreaking research at human or even superhuman levels. It's wild. And the fact it focuses on ML means it could discover new techniques to improve itself.
It's definitely exciting, a little scary, but also exciting. It really seems like we're on the cusp of something big here. What's the biggest takeaway for you from all this?
That AI is no longer just a tool. It's becoming a discoverer of new knowledge. That's a fundamental shift. Plus, it's pushing the boundaries of scientific publishing and prompting important conversations about the role of AI in research. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.